kit-built planes outside the U.S.? How much red tape is there? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Kim Lorenzen, who is the customer service manager for Lancair International. And we've just wrapped up a factory tour here in Bend, Oregon, actually in Redmond, Oregon, and wanted to talk to Kim a little bit about the international part of Lancair International. Kim, when I think about kit building, I think about something that is uniquely American. I think about EAA. I think about a lot of the heritage companies that have made kits and a lot of the home builders. And I think about Paul Poberesny. When I think about overseas, I think about all these thick regulations and red tape. And yet, you folks are selling kits to a number of different countries. Tell us a little bit about this myth that only in America can someone build a kit airplane.
Well, I can't tell you exactly when we delivered our first kit overseas, but I do know that we have some 235, so it goes back to the mid-80s. And there is a customer flying in Germany that's probably been flying since, you know, the late 80s. So I think that a lot of the European customers who are, you know, into aviation and love aviation, they will come to Oshkosh or Sun and Fun, and we meet a lot of them at the shows. So we, I think that's our exposure to the European market. We have not really been over there as far as doing shows. I would like to extend that. I'd like to go over there. But we have customers who have offered to take their planes to the various shows at times. But in reality, I really think it's our website and it's the Sun and Fun in Oshkosh that the customers visit us and also just come to our facility. We'll have customers that will fly in from Europe just to visit us in the United States, and more often than you would think that we get these visits. So, you know, it's busy. I mean, just recently, too, the European market's been keeping us really busy on the phones and in emails. We've got three new countries that we haven't got any airplanes into that we'll be getting in to Russia and the Ukraine and Kazakhstan. And our customer in the Ukraine should be flying, you know, within a few months. So he'll definitely be flying in this year.
Now, the certificated manufacturers, some of them in the U.S., kind of talk of the EAB market, or the 51% people, as the Wild West over here. How is the regulatory environment in places like France or England or Germany? I mean, do they have more hoops to jump through, or just different hoops, or what?
Well, there are restrictions, like the United Kingdom has a restriction on horsepower. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our airplanes now exceed what they allow in the UK. Germany will not allow a four-place. We have Lancair 4s flying in Germany, but they just didn't put their back seat in. So they have a large, you know, cargo area. France now, we had a customer a couple years ago who contacted us, and he says, I want to build a kit plane. I want to build a Lancair, and if I can't build a Lancair, I'm not going to build anything. And he took it upon himself to help us get with the authorities over in France. He's translated all our material, and this is a customer, and has made the meetings, and we now have, we're very close to getting the Legacy approved in France. And basically, we owe it to this one particular customer who has seen this through. He said that you go to the French authorities and you say, why? Why won't you, you know, approve a new kit? And pretty much like other countries, it's just because. Mm-hmm. It's their rules and regulations, and that's just the way it is. So it's really interesting. I think they said that the last kit they approved in France was in the early 90s. So but all the countries do have a little different regulation. Canada, for instance, which is pretty close. If you come to our Builder Assist program, you cannot close your wings or close any surfaces unless you have them inspected first. And a DAR, they'll accept a DAR to come in, or an ABDAR to inspect the kit. The Evolution, since it was our first Canadian Evolution that went a couple months ago, a Canadian authority actually came down and inspected that. So,
Now, when that situation occurs and an inspector from another country comes to your facility, is the customer bearing that expense, or do you do that as part of your marketing budget, or how does that work?
Well, the Canadian authority was the first one from another country. We did have an authority come from Australia to test fly an airplane, and it's pretty much we provided the plane and the pilot, but he paid for his expense to come over. And the same thing in the UK. We had them come over, we met them at Oshkosh, and we had given them all the data on the Legacy, and this is a proven design, and they flew it, and they still had, you know, they still would not say okay to the Legacy. The Canadian, there's a procedures that each kit owner has to go through with the authorities up there, I guess, on paying for inspections. And this gentleman that came down, it's part of that whole package, so we did not have to pay for anything.
More on kit building around the world with Lancair International's Kim Lorenzen in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to the special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wasp Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wasp GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Kim Lorenzen, a 20-year employee and current customer service manager at Lancair International. We've been talking about the patchwork of regulatory environments affecting the building of kit planes around the world. If you're hearing this podcast in a country which does not have an established kit-building community and no official rules for it, what can be done if you want to fly your own Lancair?
What I would tell them is to check with their authorities just on building an experimental first. Mm-hmm. And if there's really no regulations, then give us a call and let's get it started. Some countries, they may want to see things like build manuals or pilots operating handbooks or vibration testing, which we will send to the authorities. Some of the information is proprietary. We won't send it to customers, but we will send it to the authorities of that country.
All right. So have them get in contact with you, Kim L. at
Lancair.com. Now, we also have sales, you know, the sales crew here. So Chelsea W. at Lancair.com or Neil L. at Lancair.com. So Chelsea Welch and Neil Longwell are also our sales associates here.
For places in the world where the idea that a kit plane is a new idea, would it be hard for a new company to do what you're doing now? Does the 25 years of experience with the aircraft in other places in the world count for anything?
There's a lot of, in fact, we get a lot of requests from people who have ideas on building airplanes to see if we could help them out. There was a packet that just came in today that I looked at that went to our owner. That's like, I got this idea, you know. It's something, it would be hard because there's a lot of competition out there. So and it does take the customers, the support, they're our best salespeople too. You provide the parts, you prove the design, you prove the specs, and your customers will sell your product for you. But I would think with the competition out there in the kit plane business, it would be hard to get, you know, up and running. And you know, they're doing it all the time, but to get 25 years, I mean, I'm pretty proud of this company.
Well, Kim, we really appreciated the tour.
really fun to see these planes in all different levels of completion and talk to people who are actually working in your build center. Continued success, and we want to keep in touch.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out to Redmond.
Lance Air International traces its lineage back to the original designs of Lance Nybauer and is a separate entity from the Columbia Aircraft Company, the company which broke off to build Standard Category aircraft and which was acquired by Cessna after a 2007 bankruptcy. Kim Lorenzen is the customer service manager for Lance Air International. For more information, visit www.lanceair.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.